A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Let's talk careers once again here on Weekend Mornings with me, Jason Dacey. For that, I'd like to welcome back our good friend, Adrian Chu, the career strategist, the founder at Career Agility International. You're by yourself this week, but I know that we're going to have your partner coming back again.
Oh, yes. Zian will be back next week. She did a great job last week, didn't she?
She did. She really gets some good insights. You're executive director at Career Agility International. So let's focus on 2020 job interview vision for 2020. So, Adrian, this is having that 2020 vision when you're in an interview at the moment in 2019, so you can get that great career step that's going to take you through to the next decade and beyond. And as usual, you've given us 5 points, but just the overview of job interviews at the moment and how much it's changed in recent times.
Well, if you look back at the past couple of years versus what we have, the situation today and in the years moving forward, nothing much has changed in terms of demand. There are still companies out there that are hiring. There are still people who are still looking for talent in the market. The big change is that there are a lot of candidates applying for roles. It's becoming a bit noisy, a bit saturated. So suddenly when a company posts a job ad and then instead of expecting 5-10 CVs, they're getting like 50 to 100 to go. So the big challenge when it comes to interviews and everything is how do you then stand out from the crowd? So the first tip for a good job in 2020 is that when you go for an interview, you have to understand what your distinct value add is. It's a very noisy market. When you interview 5 or 10, a shortlist of 5 to 10 candidates, say for a finance manager, they all look very similar. Like as though they came out from a cookie cutter.
Mm.
So if you're one of those 10, how then do you stand out? You need to build your personal brand. You need to be able to focus your unique selling proposition. What are your special talents or special skills? You must be able to isolate them rather than say, I'm a finance manager.
All right, right. It's very generic.
It's very generic. So you wouldn't know. As a hiring manager, I would be looking at attributes, traits, skills, experience that makes this person stand out. And hopefully these attributes, traits, skills, and everything else is in line with what I require for my business. So, for instance, if I'm the hiring manager of a company that's undergoing a merger and acquisition and we are acquiring new companies, I would like to see a finance manager perhaps who's trained in M&A, who has done integration work before, and have the proper skills that will align to what I require. So if you have, if you are just coming across as a plain vanilla, I just miss you altogether, even though you may have the skill.
Yeah, so you have to take that extra bit of effort to give yourself that value add so you can be heard in a noisy market, in the marketplace with everyone yelling and screaming. And then
yes, correct.
You've got to get your voice heard in that marketplace.
Yes, correct. And if you're shouting the same message, everyone is shouting, it's not going to happen. So that's why. And it's especially critical for roles that are, if you're in a role that is kind of generic, like HR or in corporate finance, where it almost seems like plain vanilla,
yeah,
that's even more important for you to stand out and say, hey, look, I'm the HR director or I'm the HR leader who has done, say, employee engagement across the region in the technology sector. Suddenly, you're looking a lot less generic than the next 5 or 6 people who are just saying, I'm the HR manager.
Okay, point number 2, 2020 job interview vision for 2020. Understand technology. What's the latest in your specific field?
Yeah, correct. So one of the other things as well we look out for when we interview for candidates is your understanding of technology. And the technology in your area, how are you able to leverage technology to do your job better, increase productivity, and if possible, how do you transfer the technology over to our company? So, you know, it's like if you're in data analytics, we want to make sure that you have the latest in Python programming, in R, Ruby on Rails, all the latest technologies and tools.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised because a lot of people are still quite behind on the curve.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes some of them are quite amusing. They think they have the technology or they think they know the technology and they're so proud of it. Let me give you an example. I still get CVs coming in which proudly boast proficient in Microsoft Excel and PowerPoint. It's like, okay, I'm just, wow, that's great because I thought you, because I needed someone who was good in Lotus 1-2-3, right? So it's like, no.
You know, I understand this because before I joined Disney, this is about 5-6 years ago, I actually was very behind in all the technology aspects, and I went into a digital role, and I learned so much. And working in a modern company like Disney, they've got all the state of the art, ways of doing things. And I was also working as an editor of a website with the content management system, and very quickly I had to catch up. But I realized going in, I was really underprepared, and now I'm okay because I'd done that 4 years at Disney. But it can be quite scary because you may have been in a job for many years,
yes,
and you haven't updated your skills in this side of things.
Yeah, you'll be surprised at how resistant some of us are when it comes to new technologies. It used to be exciting when new technology comes out, but nowadays it's coming out so fast and so quickly. It's scary because what happens is that if you're not evolving with the times, you get left behind. The younger ones are going to come up and say, "Hey, I did that in school,"
mm-hmm.
and suddenly you're left behind. So that's why I like what I'm hearing. You know, from your career story, you're always evolving, always sticking up new technologies, and evolving with the market, because the media market itself for yourself is evolving so quickly.
Yes, yeah. Well, it wasn't always the case, so I got a bit of a hard lesson, because I had to either sink or swim. Because even working within the Disney system with all the different, putting your expenses in and compliance and all that, I'm like, wow, I'd better catch up because it's a massive company. And, you've got to be really savvy with computers and everything else that goes with it, with SAP and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, correct. And the latest are on the mobile platforms and all the latest payment gateways and stuff like that.
Yeah,
right?
even getting your pay slips and things like that, there's lots of steps. And I probably had like 50 passwords for different things,
Yeah, and you'd be surprised talking about people who are a bit slow with technology. I had a client last week, and she asked me whether I could review her CV, and I said, okay, sure. She asked me, do you have a fax machine? Do you have a number I could fax it into?
Oh, no.
Are you seriously going to fax me a CV?
All right, let's get more from Adrian Chu. 2020 job interview vision for 2020. Point number three, research the market using technology. Speaking of technology, competitors, other candidates, and so on.
Yeah, so before you go for the interview, find out as much as you can online about the company, what they're doing, what the latest trends are, what the latest threats are, opportunities and everything. Find out about what the latest, in terms of corporate-wise, are they acquiring people or being acquired? You want to come across in the interview as being knowledgeable.
Yeah.
It's it's a good sign to the interviewer when you understand what's going on over there, and it shows a degree of interest, and that really appeals to the interviewer. But it's not just about understanding the competitors in terms of the client, in terms of the company you're interviewing with. You want to do some research on the interviewer as well. Maybe get some background about it. Look for some common connections. You can use it on. You can use LinkedIn for that. But one real interview hack I would like to suggest today, it's to do, if you have the time, do a competitor analysis on people who would be applying for the same job.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a finance director in technology and you're applying for a finance director technology role, go on LinkedIn, do a search and look for the finance directors in the other companies as well. What are their profiles?
Mm.
What are they doing? What are they focusing on? Hey, he's got Sarbanes-Oxley or whatever it is. Maybe I should have that kind of qualification. So even before you go for the interviews, look at your competitors, potential competitors. What's their positioning and how do you shift and be special?
Yeah, very good point, because I've done that when I've been going for jobs as a TV anchor. And that other anchors are going for the same job, and you try and think about how you can make yourself stand out compared to them.
Yeah.
With me, it would always be that I'm more of a total journalist. I can write. I love doing online stuff and doing columns and all that, where some presenters just want to be on TV and that's it. They want to, take out their earpiece and walk off into the sunset.
They're just a pretty face.
I can't qualify on that level, unfortunately. But you know what I mean? I always try and think about, okay, I can add this value. I've been a producer before. I'm a web writer, editor. I can do radio, whatever. So I 100% agree with that. Let's get to point number four with 2020 job interview vision for 2020. Know your pitch. Can you articulate your value? Articulate and getting to the point and giving yourself a pitch in 10 seconds or so.
Yeah, correct. In fact, you've just did that perfectly just now when you were saying about how you were multifaceted, how you did the production work as well as the screen work as well as the radio work.
Yeah.
So unless you're able to articulate clearly what you are, what you can do, what value you can bring to the table, the interviewer's not going to know what you can do. And it's not the interviewer's job to dig deep.
To be an investigative journalist.
Yeah, correct. I mean, a good interviewer would do that, but it will help your case tremendously mm-hmm. if you're able to come in and say, hey, look, I can do this, I can do that. And one of the most important things is you have to present the skills and the knowledge and your experience and your strengths that are aligned to their business needs. So, which means that you have to find out from the interviewer as well where their pain points are. And then you turn around and you pitch your particular expertise that could help them solve their pain points. So always remember that the interview is technically a sales pitch. So you want to be able to sell the person what something that will solve their problems and in the easiest way. And you know what? You may not be the cheapest solution in the market, but if you are the right solution, with a right fit, the salary issue is usually always secondary if you are reasonable about it. So you have to be able to articulate very clearly what you can bring to the table, because if you can't, like what they say about if a tree falls in a forest and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound, right?
Did it really fall?
Yeah, did it really fall? You know, it's like, okay, sure. So what if you close a $6 million deal last month, but, you know, if you don't tell the interviewer, he thinks, oh, this guy is, you know. So it's a matter of being articulate. But then again, it comes back to a topic which we have visited many times, which is us, for Asians especially, for us Asians, we are not used to articulating the good stuff that we can do.
Yeah.
It's a bit cultural thing where we don't say that, hey, I was the guy who closed this multi-million dollar deal. We tend to be a bit more reserved. So it sometimes works against your DNA, your cultural DNA, but you have to figure out how to say it. And there are ways of saying it out. You have to learn how to say it, and you have to be bold enough to lay claim to the successes that you have achieved.
Fair enough. Point number five, check your social media presence with Adrian Chu, founder at Career Agility International, 2020 Job Interview Vision for 2020.
Yes, and this is especially if you're talking about 2020 and beyond. Interviewers and hiring managers do look at your social media presence, especially if the company is a multinational company with very high risk, high stakes public relations. The last thing they want to do is to hire someone and 3 months down the road find out that he's been making racist rants on Facebook. So you have to curate your image. You have to check your social media, especially Facebook. So you have to be very careful. And even right down to LinkedIn. If you're on LinkedIn and you've been posting silly jokes or gripes, recently I saw a post from the US. Somebody was complaining about the company they were working with. It was a really huge company. And I saw a lot of Singaporeans jumping on a bandwagon, laying it on. And even to me, even if you click like on it, just if you like the comment, you're basically endorsing the message. And if the hiring manager were to see that, if the hiring manager was from that company and they saw that, it's not going to all go well for you.
It's not a good look, is it?
It's not a good look. So you have to be very measured, very strategic in what you do online. Otherwise, it will affect your branding. And I have personally seen offers being rescinded.
Wow.
After the employer did a informal hey, let me check out his Facebook page. And yeah. Oh my gosh, he's appeared drunk so many times in his photos.
Oh, it's like, dear, yeah.
So yesterday he rescinded it because it was a bank. So they had to ensure that the image was right. So that's something that's tricky.
All right, let's recap 2020 job interview vision for 2020 from Adrian Chu, the career strategist, founder at Career Agility International. Point number one, understand your distinct value add. Number two, understand technology. Number three, research the market using technology. Number four, know your pitch. And number five, check your social media presence. Looks pretty good, Adrian. I like that. I think very important, really, just to articulate exactly what you can do for that company, knowing what that company's needs are.
Yeah. And one thing about interviews, the biggest tip I would give our listeners today is you get better with practice. Practice and preparation.
Makes perfect,
yes. So if you don't get a job, it's fine. In fact, sometimes I cheekily tell my clients to go interview for jobs that they don't really want just to get some face time and on-the-ground experience.
Practice,
that's right. So it's amazing how liberating it is to go for an interview for a job you don't want.
And don't care.
Yeah, don't care.
Right.
then just trial by error. It's fine. Try and error. But you know, ultimately, you get better at practice. And if you get rejected, it's fine. You know, you carry on. And it helps build your resilience, which is what we're going to talk about next.
Yes. Yes, indeed. That's a really good point there for Adrian Chu's 2020 Job Interview Vision for 2020. Good luck if you've got an interview coming up this week, and hopefully that will get you in place for a wonderful decade ahead in 2020. Adrian, stay there. We'll be back with more in a minute on Careers here on Money FM.